The Toby Gribbin Show. Highlights.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Well, Shariq Zia is on the line with us now on Shout Radio, and we're going to talk about his book, The Unloved Boy. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing smashing, thank you. So this book, of course, The Unloved Boy, is about an orphan. What made you pick such a protagonist for your story?
I believe we all struggle, you know, at some point in our life. And when that happens, it makes us feel helpless and all alone. Sometimes we cannot find anyone in that situation who can help or ease our pain, and we get all frustrated, you know, and completely stressed. It almost, you know, makes us feel stranded and helpless, like an orphan. So what I decided to do, I decided to show that struggle through Jason, who is an orphan, you know, facing continuous brutality and mistreatment, and how he manages to, you know, endure such hardship.
What was your motivation to keep writing?
This is my first book, right? So, so if you look into the thought process, so there are many people, you know, around the globe who are alone and away from their family and friends due to job or whatever reason. And if they have to go through a hard phase, it could get very intense without any friends or family, you know, to push them through the difficult days of life. So through my story, I hope to enable such people, you know, to survive through those difficult days. So that was basically the thought process and inspiration, you know, for me to start writing.
Yeah.
This book.
Now, what message do you wish to convey through the book?
The key message is not to lose hope when difficulties strike, right? And I must acknowledge, you know, that it's really hard and it feels almost impossible to get over it. Not only that, a problem might take time, you know, to resolve, and it might not necessarily be in our control. So what we need to do is we need to learn to cope with those problems with more gracefully. This story also, you know, it sends a message to all the guardians or foster or adoptive parents, basically, on how sensitive and fragile, you know, the relationship could be with the kids, requiring a lot of patience and mutual understanding.
When you were writing this book, was there a particular process you went by, and did you face any difficulties along the way?
Yeah, so first of all, I must say that it was exciting, you know, writing a book, you know, my first book. So that was a great experience, I must say. And I really enjoyed the whole journey, basically, from start to end. In terms of challenge, apart from, you know, finding time from busy day at work, I would like to mention two big challenges that I had in my mind while writing this book. One basically was to ensure that I keep, you know, Jason's innocence intact throughout the ups and downs, you know, in the story, because although he's like 15 years old, he has never been exposed to the real world, right? So that's the reason I just want to make sure that his core innocence and core value stays intact throughout the ups and downs. Second, I had to ensure that it's a fun read, you know, filled with humor, friendship, adventure, while at the same time trying to address, you know, the issues and difficulties faced by Jason.
Yeah, that's quite important to keep it humorous because it is quite a serious subject matter. Orphanage, yeah. But you don't want it to be dark the whole time.
Exactly. So I hope I did my job, and only you or readers can tell me if I did my job right or not.
Yeah. Now, do you relate to any of the characters in your book yourself?
Yes, I can definitely relate to Jason in many ways and connect to the message. So if you see, Jason is a soft-natured character, and he is not attracted to material things in life. And in his difficult days, he's trying to understand, you know, the reason for his existence, hoping to find a better future. Even later, you know, because of his difficult past experience, when he's dealing with, you know, when he's dealing with people, he's very careful, very cautious. And the way he navigates, you know, throughout the story is quite innocent. So yeah, I feel very close and connected to the story, I must say.
So are you exactly the same as him?
In many ways, I would say. You know what I mean? Because, well, I'm also not very much, you know, into the material thing. I'm fine. I live a simple life and I like a simple life, you know what I mean? Not too much attracted by, you know, by the glamour, but by the glamorous world. And also, you know, you do get through a situation in your life where something haunts you from your past. And when you're dealing with a similar kind of situation in the future, you like extra careful. Yeah, you feel like, should I do this or should I retract from doing this? What will be the impact? What will be the consequence of doing it? You know, and your old, you know.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Situation might flash in front of you, and you feel very, very, careful, basically, in that. So yeah, I would say yes, I would definitely relate on many aspects that he went through in my own life.
Yeah, and what about the reader? Do you think the audience can relate to Jason too?
Well, so Jason, as a lead character, you know, he brings a lot of things into perspective, be it love, care, friendship, family, hardship, strength, adventure. adventure. So I'm hoping that audience would connect to some of these aspects, you know, portrayed by this character, because the way he's like passionate about protecting his family or his love, you know, and also the kind of strength that he shows, at the face of adversity, and the kind of people he's interacting with, and the kind of, and the way he reflects upon the whole life and the situation. I hope that a reader will connect to at least one of those aspects, of the character which is being portrayed by Jason.
Now, there are elements of magic and dreams in the book. Why did you add them?
I definitely like magic, let's be very honest. Yeah. I like Christmas and I like magic. So, I would say it's a good question. Yeah, I would say I used magic and dreams broadly for two reasons. One, when we are trapped, you know, in our problems, be it like a constant abuse or any form of hardship and have nowhere to go, sometimes we look for comfort and assurance, you know, of a better life and a better future by wandering off in a fantasy land, you know, hoping to find some magical solution. It's one of the more subtle impact, you know, of trauma, which I wanted to present in my story. And second, I wanted to show that magic or no magic, problems follow everywhere in different shapes, in different forms. So don't wait, you know, for someone or something to help you. I mean, just take your first step towards a happy life already.
Now, is there a greater purpose of the book?
So it tells us, you know, to take a moment and look within ourselves to identify what really makes us happy. And once we have that answer, reach out to grab that happy self, you know, to create a balance. Don't trap yourself in the vicious circle of problems, you know, because what will happen if you are in a bad situation and you keep and you don't try to get out of the situation if you don't try to cope with the situation, you know, in a more graceful way, then you might end up leading towards a different path, which will take you to a different problem. So even if your first problem is resolved, you will be now in a second problem. So that will never end. So it's basically what you have to do. You'll have to look into what really makes you tick, what really makes you happy. Reach out for that happy self and then hold on to it, work on it, you know, and create a balance so that you are managing to, you know, work through that problem, you know, gracefully. And eventually one day that problem will hopefully resolve. And then you will be in a better place.
Yeah. Thank you for that advice. Now, is there going to be a follow-up to this book? And are you thinking of turning it into a series?
Yes, exactly. So that's the plan. I'm currently working on the second book of this series and I plan to add more. So obviously it depends on the feedback as well. But yeah, that's the plan.
And what about other books outside of the series? Have you thought about that?
Not yet. I mean, I can, but I'm actually really focused on this one. And I really want to put my 100% into it. So right now, that's not on the plan. I just want to kind of complete this series first and then see what happens from there.
And without giving too much away, are you able to tell us what happens in the next books in the series?
Yeah, so broadly speaking, if you see in the first book, so Jason, he's trying to understand his life and he's like why? He's trying to understand that why me? Why I'm being faced with so much brutality and unfair treatment? Am I ever going to have a normal happy life, you know? And he's like not so confident because obviously he's like always under the thumb. He's never had the opportunity to express himself, you know, freely. So he's like low in confidence. And gradually what I want to show towards the end of first book, it is already there, but then also more on the second book, he's like more confident, right? And more in control of his life. So basically you can see the transition of Jason from book one to book two, where he's able to get over his trauma, you know, in a more progressive way. And he's no more afraid. He's no more, you know, hiding in the corner in his, you know, with his problems. So that progression will be definitely there. And yes, there will be magic.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, where can we find this current book, The Unloved Boy?
It's available on all major platforms. So just type The Unloved Boy in Amazon, Barnes & Noble's, Book Depository, and there are many other platforms where it's available. Or I can be reached at my website, sharikzia.com, or social media, the Facebook and Twitter.
Excellent. Well, many thanks for joining us today. It's been great to talk to you.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like worried of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The throbbing pulse of sound. The Toby Gribben Show.